Kuyana Dailuchi Iviagamun, thank you for coming to the place where Lake Iliamna is swallowed by the Kuijak River.
Alexana Salmon is speaking on the beach in front of the RivGen commercial generator. It's massive, twin turbines connected to two giant pontoons, painted bright blue and yellow and shining in the midday sun. Salmon is Igiagig's village council president, and she's speaking at the launch ceremony for the hydrokinetic generator.
The Igiagigmiut, the residents of Igiagig, are known for their cultural, environmental, and value-centered way of life. Since time immemorial, our people survived in this merciless homeland by inventing or adapting to new technologies.
The RivGen power system was deployed for preliminary testing a couple of days after the ceremony. The twin turbine generator sits under the surface of the Kuijak River. As the current moves through the turbines, they turn, producing energy. Diesel currently powers most of Igiagig. They fly in the fuel for generators, driving the cost up to about $7 per gallon. Now, the RivGen is expected to provide enough power to the village to cut that diesel consumption in half. There are three driving forces that led to its launch: sustainability, energy independence, and cost, which is especially prevalent considering the recent uncertainty surrounding state subsidies to rural energy.
Like my family of six, we're looking at $350 a month. I'm expecting that to double with PCE going away, so I have to make some huge cuts.
Anything that drives up energy costs will have a big impact for the 70 residents of Igiagig. Again, Alexana Salmon.
I have three freezers. We put up so much subsistence foods that require modern preservation, so I would have to change my lifestyle.
The RivGen's launch marked the beginning of a trial year that will determine whether the generator will impact young salmon migrating to the ocean and whether it will be affected by icy conditions in the winter. The Maine-based Ocean Renewable Power Company designed the generator, partnering with the village to apply for funding and tailor it to the location. Prototypes were tested in 2014 and 2015, and studies during those trials didn't show any impact to fish migrating upriver to their spawning grounds in Lake Iliamna. At the ceremony, guests milled around the beach, mingling with speakers who included Governor Mike Dunleavy and Steve DeWitt, an engineer with the U.S. Department of Energy. Chris Sauer, the CEO of ORPC, spoke as well. The community is hoping to install a second generator if this trial is successful, and Sauer says the price for doing so would drop significantly. ORPC projections estimate the generator would produce energy that costs about 20 cents less per kilowatt hour than diesel.
We really believe that well-sited RivGen projects like this in other communities in Alaska will bring their costs down dramatically. And at some point, I think that the cost will be low enough that they will no longer require subsidies. I honestly believe that.
The road to the generator's deployment last week was long and winding. When the village first started to consider a hydroelectric project, they decided to apply for an emerging technology grant. That meant that they worked with ORPC to develop a project from the ground up instead of using an existing system. After a gap in funding, in June of 2018, they received a federal grant of $2.3 million. A year later, Igiagig became the first tribal entity to receive a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission permit for a water-powered project not connected to a dam. The RivGen is designed for shallow rivers, and the Kuijak is ideal. Its current runs between 4 and 5 knots. That's an optimal speed for the system. Over at the village's housing unit for work crews and other visitors, Monty Worthington is getting ready to head out on the water. He's ORPC's Director of Project Development in Alaska, and he says that installing a long-term river turbine in a remote community is unique.
It is harnessing the energy in that moving water without making any dam or impoundment or structure that what we would call traditional hydro uses.
But to do so, they have to transition the community's power grid from one powered mainly by diesel to a grid that can integrate more renewable energy. That will allow them to turn the diesels off when the RivGen is producing enough energy to meet the village's needs, but will kick the diesel generators on when the power is necessary. As utilities work to incorporate more renewable energy, restructuring the grid is one of the biggest challenges. Worthington says that if they're able to incorporate existing technology to do so, it will have huge implications for renewable energy in communities small and large.
I think when we can prove it out on these small grids, it allows us to leverage that information and even apply it to larger grids and increase our ability to provide more renewable energy. So it's a real novel project in that way, and it'll have applications throughout Alaska.
Exactly how much the RivGen will save is yet to be determined. But according to Alexana Salmon, taking such a big step towards sustainable energy falls in line with their cultural values. Their goal, to have an independent energy source for the community, is part of the village's strategy, Igiyarag Muni Dionakaput, our sustainable future.
To be able to power your own community and have the local expertise to keep that power running and on, it only makes for a more sustainable community rather than relying on an outside entity that you have no control over to bring your power.
Salmon says they are committed to making Igiyagik an affordable place to live, and the turbines spinning in the Kwijak are a big step toward that goal. Reporting in Igiyagik, I'm Izzy Ross.